Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2020 Sports on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
7:44. Quick announcement. Doug Peterson is tomorrow at 8, not today, because they basically took all night to get back here.
Not showing the time yet for tomorrow. It could be earlier than 8.
Could be earlier than 8. Wow, okay. But we will have Doug Peterson on tomorrow. We will. Sitting in for him is the extremely angry but glib Mr. John Kincaid from Atlanta. And he'll be on very shortly. And Keith Jones has just convinced me out to add one more pigeon. No.
Another one.
Even though you never saw him on the field in the entire game.
How can it be
and
a pigeon?
That would be Dallas Goedert, because he found a way to injure himself before the damn game even started.
Stretching.
We need a doctor to explain this, Rhea, and it just so happens we have one from NovaCare.
Dr. Christopher Selgrath, orthopedic surgeon from Rothman Orthopedics in Newtown Yardley and in New Jersey at Pennington and Princeton. Dr. Selgrath specializes in hip and knee replacements.
Doctor, thank you for coming out today. We really need a doctor.
You're welcome. Enjoy the show and look forward to chatting.
All right. Doc, I'm struggling with three injuries to our key offensive players without ever making contact with another one. Two calves and a groin. Does that indicate not being prepared for a game, that you would pull these muscles without even any contact from the other team?
No, I mean, I think that's a little harsh. I think when you look at high-end athletes and the conditioning that they're in, I think they're all in fantastic conditioning, and I think the medical team does a great job. I think what you're looking at is, you know, it's early in the season, so there is a lot of new activities that they're doing and playing to the game speed, like you were mentioning. I think hydration plays a lot into that. There was an earlier comment about weight training, and I think you do have to add flexibility to that. So I do believe stretching and flexibility training is paramount. So that's one thing we talk to our patients about on a regular basis, that not only do you have to train for the activity when it comes to either running or lifting, but then afterwards, you really have to stretch and try to get those muscles back to a resting level that will prevent them from having a injury in the future. So I think it's a combination of things. But then I think that, you know, when you look at the injury, if somebody is hurting or somebody does have the point where they're having a mild strain, if you put them in there, then that can turn into a full-blown strain. And instead of being out for one game, you can be out for 3 to 4 games. So it's a fine line, and it's a tightrope that they're walking.
And if you keep it track at home, Dr. Selgrath does not agree that the entire medical and training staff should be fired today.
Yes.
That was my take on it, but it may be a bit harsh, as the doctor pointed out. Doc, here's the thing now. A lot of these guys, Deshaun, Jeffrey, they didn't play in the preseason hardly at all. Wouldn't it be better preparation to make sure, you know, to be doing the very things you're going to be doing in the regular season, at least a little in the preseason?
Well, I think in their practices, which are pretty high intensity, they are mimicking a lot of the fast twitch movements and the sprinting motions that they're doing to run a route and to get up and down the field. So I do believe they're mimicking that to a point where I don't necessarily think the preseason game is any indication of that.
All right, Doc, the one thing, we had 10 injuries and they had 3. Should I be irritated about that? Is that just luck?
I think it is luck. Without having a, you know, statistical analysis of whether we're more injury prone than other teams, it's hard to say whether it's just luck or it's our perception of it because we're following this team so closely.
Is it anything to do with that? That's their home turf. Because I was talking to you about it, that you kept seeing this black material coming flying up whenever the players hit hard. I guess it's the rubber pallets with the turf.
Yeah.
That they're just better prepared because it's their home turf, and maybe it's something the Eagles players aren't familiar with.
I don't think so. It's interesting. My wife said the same thing. She's like, "What's all that black stuff coming off the field?" And it is a new field. So the rubber pellets that you were mentioning are part of that to try to prevent injury. Actually, so I do believe I don't think that necessarily. It's a good observation, but I don't necessarily think that makes a difference when it comes to the actual injury.
Doc, I kind of like your wife's opinion more than yours. Could you put her on? Is she also a fine orthopedic surgeon? Maybe not. All right, one more, Doc. One more. This is a big thing because the Eagles had four of these. Concussion protocol. In one case, Jason Kelce was so out of it, he went and sat down on the Atlanta bench. All right, so there was clearly a lot. But Wentz was angry at how long it took. These guys are all fighting it. It does not seem even now the NFL has buttoned down how to go through this protocol, how to make sure the guy is safe, and how to get him back on the field. What are your observations as you watch that?
Well, I think you hit on a bunch of things. I mean, I think, one, to the players' credit and anybody who's played a sport, I think they want to be in the game. So I think you're always going to have a little bit of a subjective problem when it comes to getting good data and getting good information, because to the players' credit, they want to be out there. So they're going to try to most likely hide anything that they can to make sure that they're not going to fail any testing. I think the NFL has done a better job. I think when I was younger, you know, it was, does the patient know their name? If they know their name, they go back in the game. I think that's changed dramatically because of our understandings of concussions. So I think the NFL has done a better job. I think it's a very evolving process. But when you look at what they have out there, and they have these, you know, unaffiliated neurological consultants now, they have people in the booth, they have people in the stands that are actually observing these plays and reviewing the plays. And you have a lot of unbiased people nowadays that are able to pull people out of a game to get them evaluated. And then I think, again, the medical staff, I think, does a great job when, you know, they get the people in the tents. I know there's some criticism about that, but they're in the tents. They're doing very good, more objective criteria now to determine whether somebody could return back to play. Now, as you mentioned, you know, Carson obviously thought, as you mentioned, it would took too long, but then other people were saying it doesn't take long enough. So yep. I think it's a fine line with concussions.
That's why we don't want to be doctors. Dr. Christopher Salgrath, the great doctor from NovaCare. Thank you always, Dr. You and all the great NovaCare physicians. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. There you go.
The Kelce thing was just so curious. He was on the wrong sideline.
But I do need one moment here, because at least one prayer was answered for me last night. I'm late in the game. There was a timeout on the field to attend to Jason Peters.
Last year,
16 regular season games. Al marked this down.
This is the best.
16 regular season games. 11 times they had to call timeout to attend to Jason Peters. And last night, in only the second game, he's 1 for 2. He's on pace, Al, slightly below the 11 for 16 pace of a year
ago.
Does
he just get an arrest sometimes?
I wonder about that. I don't feel that nervous now, because I think Dillard's going to be really good.
Yeah.
His replacement.
He is, yeah.
When they put that Vitae in, you should not be in my house in that moment.
No.
I started yelling so loud. I was in bed in my underwear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My dog, Al, got up. He was lying next to me on the bed. And he took off out the door.
He knew.
He knew what?
That something bad was going to happen.
No, not the... Marita was... That's terrible. Marita, you're on 94 WIP. Hi, Marita.
Hi, Angelo. How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm mad. I'm very mad, Marita, and I need to hear your anger this morning.
Angelo, I started screaming and cursing at the TV after the first Eagles possession, and I didn't stop till the end of the game.
What? Wait a minute. But when they went ahead, you must have felt pretty good.
I did scream and yell happy scream. Yeah. That was the only happy scream in the entire game. But I just feel like Carson was out of sync from the beginning. And he was not really looking at all the options to throw to. He was just picking one and just focused on one. I'm pissed off at Aguilar, who I happen to like. He dropped one pass in the end zone early in the game, dropped the one that could have won us the game. I'm not happy with Doug because I think his play calling sucked. I think that how many times was he going to run Sanders straight up the middle when he wasn't getting anywhere? The offensive line stunk. I mean, I could go on everybody on that team. Like, it was ridiculous. I felt like I was watching some high school kids sometimes. It was awful.
Well, I hear everything you're saying. I just want to know this, because this is the real test of what you're experiencing as a fan. Your team goes ahead with 3:13 to play, 20-17. You're going, this is going to be an unbelievable win, right? And then this play happens. I need you to tell me how you reacted when this happened, Marita. Listen.
Ryan claps his hands. He goes back. Here comes the rush. He fires. He completes it to Jones. 50, 40, 30, 20. Julio Jones.
All right,
Jones,
you get the point, Marita. Were you? I assume at that point you're screaming in agony, right?
I was screaming in agony, and I can't even say the words I was saying when that was happening because you couldn't say it on air.
Wow, so you were that mad. You were using profanity.
I was most of the game. My husband, I think, needed a pair of earplugs because I scream. I scream. And seriously, I work from home, so I'm at home, and he's sleeping in the next bedroom, so I can't even yell at you on the phone like Shirley does because it's really what I want to do. But I'd wake him up, and then he'd really be pissed.
You know what, Marita? You're a real fan. I love talking to you because you really are very emotional, and you're willing to share your feelings after a game, and I appreciate that. It makes me feel better to know I'm not alone with this bitterness I feel this morning.
You're not alone, and I'm really hoping that they're going to get it together because I'm going to be at the game on Sunday, and I really want to see a good damn game, not a pissy game like yesterday.
I'm with you, Maria. You know, even here,
that's awesome.
Even during that call, she was getting close to the line
she
with some of the comments.
Up.
She was getting kind of close to that line. But it was the frustration of it is mind-boggling.
She mentioned one thing about Sanders that was driving me nuts, the employment of the run game.
Yeah.
Like, I get that the run game was screwed once Goddard and Deshaun were out.
Right.
But there was a 3rd-and-2 situation that was screaming for Jordan Howard.
He
not
doesn't.
For Miles
he uses
Sanders.
Him interchangeably. He really does.
Do you get it last
no,
week?
No, I
too
didn't
much
get
Sproles.
It last week.
This, hardly any Sproles. Too
I did
much
again.
Sanders.
I kept waiting for the analysis we had heard all week. That the Falcons can't stop the run.
I know.
Yeah, but
I kept waiting.
Yeah, but the problem
the, if
was
you can
Goddard,
get around the ends, they're feeble.
Well, they couldn't do that because the Eagles were without a lot of players. It's screwed.
I
they
guess.
Got screwed.
I don't know.
But you know, if you need to pick up 2 yards, that is what Kelce told us. That's what Jordan's there for.
Yeah. Well, all right. I got an ugly task to deal with, but it'll be very brief, I promise you. Lamont, the Cowboy fans. Hey. What do you want,
Angela.
Lamont?
How you doing, buddy?
No mood to talk to a jackass like you today. What do you want?
Yeah, I just called you because, you know, I went to see Jerry yesterday in Jerry's World down in Washington, and it was a great day. I'm having a good day today, and I just wanted to make sure your day was good.
Lamont, that's all I could
Bye,
take.
Bye, Lamont.
That's all I could take.
Washington fans.
I always have somebody
out.
To balance me out after a jackass like Lamont.
That's Lamont.
Kenny's on live for the Dirty 30. Hi, Ken.
It's a good thing you didn't put me on with him. Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk, Kenny. What are you feeling?
Well, first off, Sunday morning I read the paper. Les Bowen, I don't know if you saw that article about the Liz Frank injuries.
Yeah.
He had an interesting point in there about these lightweight shoes and the way they bend funny on AstroTurf causing a lot of these foot injuries.
Interesting.
So read it because that might put some insight into the guy you haven't mentioned at all. Doug Peterson lost us that game, and he didn't lose it yesterday. He lost us this game in August. Anybody that's played a contact sport, Jonesy, you played one. The only way you get in hitting shape is hitting. Bottom line is, these guys, I don't care what they do in practice. I don't care what that doctor said about fast twitch. You got to play in a game, in game speed, with someone hitting you. And you know what happened? You guys remember last year in Tampa? We lost 10 guys in that game.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. This did happen before.
We put our guys in bubble wrap. All right? They wear shoulder pads. It's not maxi pads. These are men. Get them out there and let them play football. All right? I'm sick of this. Coddling stuff. These players got a contract where they don't practice anymore. All right? It used to be 2-a-days, 6 weeks of contact. So by the time the season came around, this crap didn't happen. We lost that game in August because Doug Peterson is deciding to be. Remember when we were kids? Your parents said, well, if your neighbor jumps off a bridge, you're going to jump off too? I don't care what that guy in L.A. does as a coach. Play your goddamn players so we can have people playing in week 2 and not on the sideline.
All right, hold on. You did reference Jonesy on this. Jonesy, do you agree with what Kenny said?
I do, and I hate to, actually, but because I didn't like training camp personally, but it was the best thing for me.
You need it.
It's an important part of it. And preseason games, like them or hate them, there is a reason that players get something out of it when they play. The Rams are a great example of a team that's somehow avoided injuries. They had one big one yesterday, right? Their big star got hurt, but that's that they've been lucky that way. And I'm a big believer in getting out there and hitting some people before you do it for real.
You mean Aaron Donald? I think he did come back. I don't think it was serious.
Okay.
But that guy is a beast. They can't lose him.
He is.
Kenny, I'm with you. Yes, more.
Aguilar,
more.
I'm telling you, Rhea, I was thinking about you the whole time. Because he dropped that ball because he looked up and saw Joe Giravicius running.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't do that again with Joe Giravicius, Kenny. I can't handle Joe Giravicius today. It's bad enough. This is awful. We have reached the midway point in our misery, but there will be no end to it today, Al.
I expect
the second half to not be like last night's game. We will not make a comeback. We will remain bitter for the next 2 hours. Plan accordingly. All right? Just so you know that, Al, coming up next is the Baron of Bitterness. That would be John Kincaid from Atlanta.
John Kincaid has to deal
with a week of Atlanta fans trolling him because he is a great talk show host in Atlanta who roots for the Eagles.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.